Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19 vaccination and National Public Health Week. This is part one of a two-part interview. So how is phase 1B of vaccination going for public health?
Going great. This week, we have been focusing on getting our tier 2 occupations done. And now we are also doing outreach to some of those other high-risk groups in our phase 1B tiers. And so we are doing some additional planning so we can get those finished up.
Is there a timeline as far as when you expect to be finished with phase 1B?
You know, right now we're just kind of seeing how we do. You know, there's been a lot of additional opportunities for people to get vaccinated, which is wonderful. So we are seeing people going to pharmacies, retail pharmacies to get vaccinated. So that is great. That really helps ease some of the burden on local public health. So I think what we'll probably do is just make the determination after we get through some of these next groups to see what the demand is before we open it wide up to healthy adults.
Have you received word yet on what your weekly allocation of vaccines will be for April?
So our allocation for this first Friday in April stays at 300 for the Moderna. We have not heard whether or not that will increase. We do have our call with the state every Friday, and that's more focused on vaccination. So there might be additional information about the rest of April, but for right now, we are anticipating staying at that 300 dose per week.
Are you aware if any pharmacies in Washington County or health providers have been receiving their own separate allocation of any of the approved vaccines?
Yes. So my understanding, obviously Hy-Vee has been getting them, and I know that there's been a lot of people who have already taken advantage of that. Pharmacy on 8th in Wellman has been getting vaccination doses. My understanding is that the Walmart pharmacy is going to be getting some directly from manufacturers starting in April. And I know one-to-one pharmacy is going to be getting some vaccines as well. So there will be other opportunities for people to get vaccines outside of just Washington County Public Health, which is great. And then, of course, you know, in some of our larger surrounding communities, if people go to CVS, Walgreens, there are other opportunities for places to get vaccination. I just remind people, though, to remember that boost follows prime. So wherever you got your first dose is where you should go back for your second dose.
Governor Reynolds announced on Wednesday that all Iowans will be eligible to receive vaccinations beginning Monday, April 5th. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean, if you can kind of explain that?
Sure. So basically that means that anybody 16 and above would be eligible to be vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, and anybody 18 and above would be eligible to be vaccinated with either the Moderna or the J&J, depending on availability.
Can you explain a bit why it's the Pfizer that's been approved for those 16 and older and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for 18 and older?
So it's based on the emergency use authorization that each vaccine received from the FDA. And so it goes back to, you know, what were their studies? How were their studies conducted? What age groups were they done on? And so that approval is based on how those studies were done on efficacy and safety for which age populations. And so that's why the Pfizer is for 16 and above, and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are for 18 and above.
So for those who haven't been in the targeted phase groups already and are 16 and older and want to get their vaccine starting this coming Monday, what would you say residents should do?
So for right now, Washington County Public Health is going to continue to focus on our priority groups. So we aren't moving on to the phase of healthy adults just yet. So my recommendation is that if you or a loved one falls into that category, you can go to vaccinefinder.org to find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you so that you can find where you might be able to get a Pfizer dose, where you might be able to get a Moderna dose depending on your age and preference. You know, obviously calling our local retail pharmacies to see if you can get in to be vaccinated. There's lots of different opportunities for places people can go.
And do you think residents should still practice some patience when it comes to getting their vaccination scheduled?
Yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, we have, you know, 22,000 500 people in our community. And if I look at our data about how many people, you know, we're still only about 15% of our population has met, you know, that completed series. So right now about 4,000 people have completed their series. So, you know, we still want to make sure that people continue to, you know, wear their masks, wash their hands, social distance, and also, you know, have some patience as they move forward. We know that it'll still take a little bit of time. Plus, of course, there is, with the Pfizer and the Moderna, the additional time that it takes to do the prime and additional boost dose. So we just ask for folks to remain patient.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19 vaccination and National Public Health Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.